Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham-Ashby. And today, we are on the eve of independence for our sweet island home, Barbados. So I will take a look at how some people within the disabled community view independent, Barbados's independence, and as we also approach December the 3rd, United Nations International Day for Persons with Disabilities. So you're tuned in for a very informative and exciting program. So I'll start with Faye Morrill. Some of you may remember our conversation last year when her daughter, Samara, was going overseas for another medical operation. However, today, as I said, we're celebrating 54 years of independence on November 30th. So I'm going to ask Faye, how do you, as a young mother of a daughter with a disability and other children, how do you feel about Barbados's independence? And how do you link it to your own efforts to instill the values of independence within your children?
Good day, Yudeli. Good day to everyone listening in, whether you're here in Barbados or you are across the diaspora. We independent! Happy 54 years to Barbados, wherever you are, repping 246, blue, yellow, and black. Put it up, put it up, put it up! I am excited to celebrate another year with our country, and as a mother with a disability and with a child who has who is differently able as well, you don't know how much it means to us when we celebrate independence, right? We have our right that we can be independent. We independent. If you understand, it's a parody on independent. But some people think because you have a challenge that you are not able to do anything at all, but you are differently able. And I find that God so loves us so much that he endows us with extra special gifts to help to make up for that which we may not have so that right. We can do above and beyond what some people may expect of us. Good.
Great. And I do agree with you. So how would you say that you are instilling these type of values that your children will also have that sense of independence and be able to understand interdependence?
Good. Well, as a mom, I'm a mom of four. And for my children, they've been around. They grew up and they're seeing different ways that we show them how to be independent and not depend on other people and not to make excuses for not being able to do something. You just find another way to get around it. So, for instance, Samara, she's now 16 years old. And with her challenge, both her and the other children got an opportunity to see how, because your legs don't work, how other parts of your body can move and how you can still use your mind to overcome challenges that an able-bodied person may be able to just do because they can physically get at them. Even my little one, she's 6 years old and she is very independent. I think a little too much so. She's very precocious, Charity. And she has the attitude, she doesn't make excuses for not being able to do anything. She gets up and she tries. And that is very important. All my children can cook, all of them. Samara is a very good chef. Yes, please, I say chef. She makes pastries, she makes breads. She is an avid face painter. She paints very, very well. And these are not things that they went anywhere to learn. These are things that they develop over time watching. And I gave them the opportunity to do so. And you make a mistake, but you correct them in love, and the children grow more and more.
See, this is fabulous. This is really fabulous. I love the attitude of giving your children that exposure to various activities, to various techniques of doing things, how they can apply and learn skills and then apply them, you know, to the various areas within their lives. And this is fabulous. This is really how we are teaching our children to be independent.
Okay.
Now, Faye, I'm going to cut it here, and I'm going to ask you to come back next week where you and Samara can share with us what has taken place since last year after her, or during and after her operation.
Oh, wow.
And where she's at right now. Because
oh,
I think that you,
yes.
and your, you and your husband are doing a great job at raising these children and showing us what family should be and can be and looks like.
Yes, yes, please. Barbados, you will be in for a treat. Trust me, you need to get to your radios next Sunday and hear from Samara directly from her mouth how her journey was. This surgery was unlike anything that was ever experienced by a Barbadian before. And you have to hear what happened when we went to Missouri and then the journey when we're back. So I expect to see each and every one of you in Radio Land, if you're viewing online or if you're listening from wherever you are, next Sunday with Udalee. God bless each and every one of you. Happy Independence, Barbados!
Thank you! So I continue to talk about independence and Barbados's 54th anniversary as I talk now with Sean Cook, a young wheelchair user and a very avid sportsman. So, Sean, just for our listeners who may not remember you, tell us a bit about yourself and then what independence means to you.
Sure. Well, as you've been told, my name is Sean Cook. I'm a Paralympian. I have cerebral palsy, and I've gotten that from birth. But that hasn't stopped me from pursuing my goals and trying my best. You know, throughout my life, I've represented Barbados on many occasions during wheelchair racing. My last venture was Peru. That was last year before all of this, you know, happened with the pandemic. And
right.
I've do qualifiers for the Paralympics. I was 0.01 seconds off the world record at that time. So it was a very good experience for me. I've been to Jamaica.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, thank you. I've been to Jamaica, America. So I've been all over the place representing Barbados over the years. And I'm in my sports venture. That's a little bit about myself and things I like to do. When it comes to a more local now, independence, for me, it represents freedom, culture, even some of the things we, as myself, I'm a very food person, even a lot of things we take for granted. The only time I really get to even get some conkeys is around the independence time. So there's a lot of memories of men. My neighbors and friends used to cook it back in the day when I was a bit younger.
Right.
Yes.
And listeners, you are missing a true Barbadian delicacy that is so delightful to the taste buds.
Yeah,
it's
very.
Really a fabulous treat. You know, it's a mixture of grated pumpkin, grated coconut.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to put the recipe out on my Facebook page so that others can mix it and really enjoy it. And part of making the conkeys taste the way they taste is steaming them in banana leaves.
Mm,
not
yeah.
in foil, not in cut right paper, banana leaves. It is very similar to the Trinidadian pastel. The difference is we do not put minced meat in ours. We might, you know, add raisins to taste. Or you might just use the mixture like that, and
yeah. Well,
I
love it with
them.
Raisins. I love it with raisins. I haven't tried the other ones. I've seen some with cherries and different things, but
I have not tried those.
I haven't tried.
Yes,
them yet.
Raisins or plain. Yes, I'll put the recipe up with all the ingredients and how to mix it, and you can try it, and
yeah,
others can try it. Yeah, so you're saying.
Yeah, and even the colors, the blue, the yellow, the black, the different fashions, and how people wear the designs. I love blue. You know, that's my favorite colors all the time, so it's very good for me.
Well, I actually have a pair of earrings in the shape of Barbados, so I wear those as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but I love it, man. I love to see when the, you know, ladies dress up, you know, when the gentlemen do it too, you know, it's very good, man. I love it.
So how would you say that our independence has helped in your own development? How would you say growing up in Barbados and, as you said, all the cultural things and all the other opportunities you had and have to participate at school and all that? How would you say that has helped you to develop?
It's helped me develop a lot. I mean, growing up, especially around my peers at the time, you know, originally, I'm from Guyana, but I migrated very early here. So the culture is a bit different, but it was very exciting, you know, meeting and learning the Bajan culture, the language, the dialogue, teaching me how to, you know, behave in a certain manner. So it was a really good experience. And
did you go to a regular school or?
Yes, I did. I went to 7 days at Redness School, the primary and the secondary.
Right.
I've been to the primary young age, but I had to go for a year or two due to surgery. And then I came back. I went to the secondary school. My school experience was actually very good, you know, the interact with my peers and having good friends and good culture. I was never really discriminated against or looked down upon to my disability. So it was a very good experience for me at the time.
Well, I must say, Sean, that you have a very strong, vibrant, and independent spirit, character. So people will always gravitate towards you because you show that strength. And I really want to say happy independence to you and your family.
Yes,
and I know
you.
That your family gives you tremendous support, and that is also essential in living an independent life.
Yes,
so
thank
you for sharing with us, and we'll have you back sometime soon in the future.
Sure, thank you. Happy independence to everyone at Starcom and to my fellow Bajans.
Today, as I continue to have some wonderful conversations, I will now be chatting with Hadley Bostic, former president of BARNOD, the Barbados National Organization of the Disabled, a very active man, even now, as an upholsterer. That's correct, Hadley?
Yes, it is.
Right. Welcome to Visions. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you.
So, let us talk about yourself, Hadley, because not many of our listeners would be aware of you as a disability advocate. And I would have met you many years ago, roughly 1989, 1990, when I became involved with BARNOD. What was that experience like for you?
Incidentally, I was involved with BARNOD long before that. I've been involved with BARNOD from the inception.
1983.
Before that. But the thing is that a lot of people do not know that BARNOD was conceptualizing the QEH when Lucina and I were both patients in the QEH. Due to, a motor vehicle accident. But after she came up first, and then so she is the one who conceptualized the whole idea and, you know, started drafting me, then Mr. Hope, along with people from the Labor Department, Addis Young and so on. Marlies Nichols, yes. Several other people, a lot of people were involved in it from the inception.